Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Namaste, yogis. This is Andrew Seeley here to welcome you to the Yoga Revealed podcast. This one's for all my beautiful ladies out there. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing the one and only Rebecca Letch, a dancing queen turned yogi, whose self-image insecurities led her to create a top-selling Amazon beauty brand called Radha Beauty that empowers women worldwide. Rebecca's passions for expanding the practice of self-love through Radha Beauty is second only to her devout practice of yoga.
We are always so afraid of failure, and we should not be afraid of failure. I think failure helps us make mistakes that help us learn and help us grow.
Today, you'll learn 3 key tips to getting over insecurities while living a more lively life of empowerment through self-love and beauty. Get ready to dapper and doll as Rebecca reveals true beauty to us all on this episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Namaste, yogis. It brings me great honor to have with us today the one and only Rebecca Lynch.
Hello.
All the way from New York. How are you?
Yes, I'm good.
So I really am excited to have you on the podcast today because, as you may have heard, the Yoga Revealed podcast is really a great way for our listeners to be able to tap into the knowledge that you have and that you've grown over the years of your experience in growing not only your Instagram, but also your absolutely wonderful beauty brand.
Thank you.
Awesome. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to hear about your past. So where you're from and how you got into yoga.
Yeah. So I am from Singapore, and that's in Southeast Asia. It's right on the equator, in case you don't know where that is. Some people don't know and think it's in China, but it's
Do you guys have like a really tall building there, like a glass building or something like that?
No, that's Dubai.
Oh, okay. I tried. Obviously, I haven't been to Singapore yet.
Yeah, and so I've been dancing ballet all my life. That's my background, but my ethnicity, I'm Indian. I'm part Chinese. My father's half Chinese. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like mixed, right? I've been doing ballet since I was young, since I was 3 years old. I won my first international ballet competition at 7.
Wow.
Yeah, and then at the age of 9, I started traveling to compete at major international ballet competitions. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I competed in one in the Grand Prix, and I won. And but the funny thing is that I competed in that competition without a teacher representing me.
Wow, yeah, so you were self-taught?
No, because at a point of time, it was really hard for me to find a teacher to groom me. Mm-hmm. So I just went for classes, and my mom just like put me in the competition. And so it was a week of like hard classes. It's just every day there's someone examining you, and then you have to like go on stage. And you know, everyone had a teacher there representing them every single day, but I was just the only person like without a teacher sitting there.
And you
but
won. You
I
pulled
won.
Through.
I won. And then I got to go to the Juilliard School in New York. Mm-hmm. And that was good. But yeah, it was really like an experience for me going to Juilliard because I injured my knee. Mm. The reason was because I'm a classically trained ballet dancer. And so when I had to do modern dance, it kind of like screwed my knee. Yeah. And so, you know how like the body, you turn in and not turn out and, you know, there's no structure and, you know, modern dance is your own interpretation. So when they say like, pretend to be a leaf and then you have to like, you know, like crumble into a leaf.
This is my leaf.
Yeah. And you have to like let go. And I'm just like, I got like annoyed like because I was just like, but which was the wrong mindset. And I think that's what caused my injury. And I was out of dancing for a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
During that time, was it really sad for you?
Oh, yeah.
Because dance was your life.
Exactly. So I like fell into like this really like dark place. And I didn't know what my purpose was anymore because all I knew was dance, right? And I did really well in school too. So I had that to fall back on. But I didn't want to go back to school, you know, so I took some time off from dancing and I did a business degree at the University of London. I did my business degree and I actually got like a 4.0 GPA, like in American terms.
So, I mean, you're Indian and Asian. You've got like the best of both worlds right there. Brain is just...
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then I got my business degree. I went back to school to finish Juilliard. Mm-hmm. And then I applied for my master's at the New York University, NYU. Wow. And then I got into the program. I did like a few majors, and one of it was marketing at Stern Business School. Mm-hmm. And I also did...
Which is one of the best business schools in the world.
Yeah. So is the University of
Went
London.
Went to the best dance school, the best business school.
Yeah, and then part of it was I also did... I started dancing at the American Ballet Theater mm-hmm. for 2 years while I was in school. So that was good. Yeah, and so after I graduated, I said, oh my gosh, I'm done studying because, you know, like my whole life is just studying and dancing and I just wanted to do something for myself. Mm-hmm. So I took off and went to Italy and I lived there for a year. I just toured Europe, was dancing salsa mm-hmm. professionally. And yeah, and so I just lived off like dancing like while I was there. And so for a year, and then I came back to New York, and then I moved to Mexico for another 7 months. And that was how Radha Beauty was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So where did yoga come in?
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. So, when I was injured, a friend of mine told me about yoga. He said, listen, like, you know, to get strong and to like, heal yourself, instead of going to, like, therapy, why don't you try yoga? And I was like, no, you know, I don't want to just, like, stretch even more mm-hmm. and things like that. Like, it was just so ignorant. I just came from a very ignorant dance place and, mm-hmm. you know, like, but I did. I followed him to a class and it was then that I started. But I went to, like, a few classes and then I never continued anymore. Mm. But I was introduced to yoga then. And while I was in Mexico, my fiance bought me a camera for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So that was when I actually really started yoga, when I just joined my very first challenge by Kino Yoga and Beach Yoga Girl.
Wow.
And I just started with one pose a day. And that was like a year and a half ago. So that was when I really started yoga. And I have like my before and after pictures, which are like tragic because like I couldn't even, I had no strength in my upper body.
Yeah, all legs and from dancing.
Yeah, and I have like just no strength. So any arm balance or any like form of like handstand or forearm stands, like it was impossible. Like it took me a long time to like get something done. So, you know,
your advancement was obviously compromised by your years of dance practice, but I'm sure you had the flexibility and
such. So the misconception is that ballet dancers are extremely flexible. That is like, so that's such a big misconception, because like if you saw my before and after pictures of back bend, I was like not flexible. I don't know why. Like, I guess there is a different muscle.
Musculature.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, anatomy. So you know, it's even though it's a like a combre, like a back bend, it's still the upper back and not from here.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a deep back bend practice, because you know, I could do the split, but never, I couldn't do what I can do today as a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm stronger. I'm 100 million times more flexible. I wouldn't, if I saw my before and after pictures, I wouldn't even consider myself flexible.
Wow.
Just because I could do a split doesn't make me flexible. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people can do the split, but I couldn't do anything else. Yeah, so
you were flexible in one type of way, but you didn't have the dynamics of the flexibility.
Exactly, yeah.
That makes sense.
That's right, yeah. And so people are like, oh, it's easy for you because you're a ballet dancer. And then I show them my before and after picture, and they're like,
oh,
that's not you. I'm like, well, that's me, and I'm a ballet dancer. So there's that, you know, it's such a misconception. Even like in my wheel pose, my arms were bent.
Yeah.
And that's because my back was not strong enough and my shoulders were not strong enough to hold my weight. So it took me some time to like
build that strength,
to like straighten my arms and make that arc. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see that, you know, there's no one body type that's right for yoga. And I tell people this all the time when they're asking me, oh, you know, like, what's the best body type for yoga?
Yeah, no,
there's no best body type. There's no best preparation.
No age.
There's no age. Yeah. That's the beauty of yoga, is you can start anytime, no matter what.
Yeah.
And that practice will evolve with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I like to hear about people's teacher training experience, and like, how was it being immersed in a daily practice of yoga? And when did you know that you wanted to do a teacher training?
Yeah, so I did a 200-hour teacher training in Mexico, but I felt that I could do more. Like, that wasn't enough for me to like start going into teaching. Although I did conduct like one or two classes, I feel like I wanted to really gain more knowledge into it. But it was it wasn't easy for me. I felt like it was kind of challenging, because I was just like slowly discovering yoga. I'm still so new, and I'm always a student, so I'm always learning, and I don't think like I've ever been like, oh, that's it, I've mastered this. And teacher training really humbles you, because you get to like learn things, and you know, it was just such an amazing experience, like teacher training. Yeah.
What was one of the most profound memories of your teacher training?
I felt that the conversations we've had, like, you know, in a group, and like how we share our difficulties day to day, you know, because every day is so different. Every day our emotions are different, and we bring it to yoga.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you're tight, sometimes you're not, sometimes you're strong, sometimes you're weak, you know, like it's so different. And that's the beauty of it, is sharing the practice. And that's what I took away.
Yeah. And it, like Patabi Joyce says, practice and all is coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's a continuous persistence of really waking up every day and knowing that your body is fresh.
I agree.
And that today maybe your shoulders aren't as open, but maybe your legs are stronger.
That's right.
Or maybe your head stands on point, but your handstand isn't.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just gotta work with what you got.
Yeah. That's right.
That's beautiful. So at this time that you took your yoga teacher training, did you know immediately that you wanted to start teaching, or was it something that you just wanted to do to broaden your horizon?
So I didn't do teacher training to teach yoga. I did teacher training to have a more deeper knowledge of yoga for myself, because I didn't think that 200 hours is actually enough to start practicing, or to start teaching what the true essence of yoga is. You know, yoga to one person may be something, but to another is something else. Eventually I would love to start teaching, but I did the teacher training for myself.
That's beautiful. Sometimes the best thing to do is to really jump into something knowing that it's going to help you no matter
exactly.
what. Exactly. Awesome. So once you completed your teacher training, did you just jump into the classroom, or was it something like, okay, I'm going to establish my practice, really do what feels good for me? And then at this time, you said that you had already started RADA, right?
Yeah, so I did it in Mexico, and it's such a long story. Like, I'm just going back into, like,
bring
memory.
Bring it back. We're reeling it out.
So what happened was, I started RADA Beauty, and we started with our first product, which was Moroccan argan oil. Mm-hmm. It was 100% pure, and we started selling it on Amazon. I am the creative director, so I created like the packaging, the labels and everything. And my business partner, who's my fiance, he's the CEO of RADA Beauty. So he actually did all the marketing on Amazon, and, you know, he's a genius. So our first product didn't do so well, so we came up with a second one like 2 weeks later. And some people call that crazy, because they're like, well, if your first product didn't do well, why did you come up with a second? Mm-hmm. But we already knew what we wanted, what worked and what didn't. So we were just like fearless, and we just came up with the second product, and it was like a natural eye gel, and that product hit it off. And wow. From there, we just like another two weeks we like bumped out like retinol and then vitamin C serum, and then it just, it within 6 months we were at 300,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
beautiful.
I know. And yeah, that's how RADA Beauty started. And then at the same time, I did teacher training. I didn't want to teach right away. I was still new to yoga, so I was like just doing things on Instagram, and then I started getting noticed, and mm-hmm. my picture started going viral, and people started sharing stuff on Facebook, and then my following started to grow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So was RADA your kind of like your creative outlet, in the sense that you're really interested in beauty, and was it something that you felt was kind of like your baby in developing those new serums and those new products to be able to sell?
Yeah. So the mission of RADA Beauty is to empower women to embrace their natural beauty, mm-hmm. meaning we live in a world where we have to wear fake eyelash and concealers and like to blot out our imperfections, but we're all made imperfectly beautiful. And if we're just like conscious about how gorgeous and how beautiful we are, I don't know. I feel like my goal was to empower women to just embrace themselves and to use what Mother Earth has, which is like essential oils and oils and just the most natural products to heal you and to put on your skin, you know, because a lot of products have like sulfate and fragrance and like, and it's just so bad. And the reason why I started RADA Beauty was because when I was younger, my grandmother and my mom would always like bathe me in oils, and they would give me flower baths and use coconut oil in my hair, and I would be like, what is that? And I was like, I didn't like it at first, but I started appreciating it later on when people started commenting on my skin and my hair and like, you know, what do you use to glow? And I'm like, I don't know, like my mom gives me turmeric, or she puts turmeric on my face every night, you know, like Ayurvedic.
Awesome.
Things like that.
I think it's absolutely beautiful that you have decided to make a brand that's built on empowering women to realize their natural beauty, because I feel so often now with Instagram and Facebook and all these other different forms of social media, women often feel like they're constantly comparing themselves to the next girl with the long, pretty eyelashes,
exactly.
or, you know, she's got these hair extensions that are down to her butt, or whatever it is. And I just think it's really beautiful that you're empowering women through recognizing and honoring their natural beauty. And it's so often with, you know, Instagram and with Facebook that women kind of become desensitized to their own natural beauty, and the fact that you're empowering them is so strong. What gave you that inclination to have the power to do that?
I grew up with that inferiority complex. I always thought that because, you know, like, as I was going through puberty, sometimes I would get, like, blemishes. Mm-hmm. But in Asia, and that's where I come from, it's not okay or it's not good to go out having blemished skin.
Yeah.
Because it's all about being flawless, being fair, being, you know, like, it's Asia. But and because of that, I felt this almost like a resentment towards that culture.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, like, what's wrong with having blemishes? It's part of human nature. But to hide under a false mask and to not, like, that was my train of thought in coming out with our mission and why I wanted to do this.
Nice. So yeah. Allowing people to feel confident about themselves rather than comparing themselves to others or trying to live up to this false sense of, you know, beauty.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That's awesome. So what do you think was the turning point in your life that helped you to realize that you were truly beautiful?
Oh, wow. It took me a really, really long time. Really long time. I think up till... it was only when I moved to America was when I realized my value or my worth. Mm. Because I feel like in the US, everyone's more diversified and they're all immigrants and everyone's so different, but so cool. In Asia, it's basically like I came from Singapore, so the majority of people there were Chinese. Mm-hmm. And they're the majority. They're like 70%. My race is only like 2%. Wow. So, you know, like, that's how...
You were rare.
Yeah. And it's like coming from the ballet world, you know, I had to face like racism. I had to face like a lot of discrimination because of the color of my skin. So that also like played a part in Radha Beauty, about empowering women and to accept, you know, no matter how light your skin is or how dark your skin is, you're still beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really good that you're doing that. And give me some idea as to how Radha Beauty is affecting the mass world, because I know you guys are on Amazon, so yeah. You're probably reaching tons of beautiful buyers all around the world. What is like the message that you hope to send to them?
I want people to, and I not want, but I just hope for people, Radha Beauty is trying to make it affordable for people to use organic and holistic and the most natural products on earth. Right now, like, if you buy like a small essential oil bottle, it would cost you $40. We give you the best and most purest essential oils, which is like the best grade, which is like an 8 ml bottle for $19. So, you know, like, we want every household and everybody to enjoy the effects of essential oils and how it heals you and how it helps you and your body.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And with that being said, have you felt that there's a sense of yoga in providing these beauty products? Because I feel, or at least in, you know, the yoga text, it speaks of satya, you know, yeah. Cleanliness and like really caring for your body. Mm. And allowing your skin to be literally your first organ of breath.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
So. Exactly. It's so funny you said that, because when, like, Radha Beauty started when I started yoga.
Wow.
So it just went in hand, because mm-hmm. it was the whole wellness and health, and it's just what it is. Like, it's just about loving yourself and embracing everything and living the best life you could possibly live. In using the most purest and most organic products, which is good for you. And, you know, and we want everybody to be able to afford organic products, because it's so expensive. If you go to Whole Foods, it's just nuts. So that's why we're on Amazon, and that's why we do well, because we want to make it affordable.
That's beautiful to have a very strong message behind what you do, yet at the same time hold these sense of values.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, so you've accumulated, you know, I'm sure lots of funds from building this business now. how do you feel that you'll give back other than just giving back beauty products?
We've partnered and we're about to partner with more organizations. We are partnering with an organization that plants trees, and we're also we're such animal advocates, so we're gonna partner with dog shelters. So like a lot of like proceeds are gonna go into shelters, into planting more trees, and so yeah, that's how we plan to give back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I just, in me talking to you and hanging out with you for this whole day, you know, doing acro yoga with you and just beginning to connect, I feel like there's so much that you can offer to women out there who may have questioned their own beauty.
Oh yeah. I used to question my beauty, so I know where women, we suffer inferiority complex and insecurities. It's just a normal human nature for women, but it's how we overcome it. Yeah. That's important.
This segues perfect to my next question. I want you to give our listeners 3 tips to how they can help overcome that inferiority.
So the first one is self-love. I think we need to practice loving ourselves first. And that's so important, because if you don't love yourself first, you cannot love someone else. And loving yourself is not oh, I'm vain and I like put on extensions and fake eyelash and look nice. It's truly loving who you are and accepting your difference and your difference compared to other women, and you know, like loving your body and you know, being grateful for everything that God has given you. And that's the first thing. And the second one would be having confidence in what you do. Having confidence, because we are always so afraid of failure, and we should not be afraid of failure. I think failure helps us make mistakes that help us learn and help us grow. And so that's like the best thing. Make more mistakes, fail more, so that you can learn more and so that you can grow stronger, you can grow smarter, and so that you'll never repeat the mistakes you made. And you know, people hold a lot of like grudges on the past and the past mistakes they've made, but you can either hold on to that resentment and that, oh no, I did this, and or move on and accept it and learn from it.
And let go of your past to become your future.
Exactly. And be the best person you can be now. The third, I have like 2 more, but the third one is fear. You know, we always fear the unknown. I think that women are so fearful of the unknown and taking risk. And if you never jump into what you don't know or what could make you greater, you'll never know. You'll never know. And it's the same thing with me and Radha Beauty. Like, I didn't know if this would ever happen because we went into a niche market. But it happened. And it's because we risked it. We took that risk, that leap of faith. And so that's what I would encourage women everywhere, like, be your best self, like, do what it takes to, and follow your heart, like, do what it takes to get you to your goal, or if you have a dream, like, go get it, don't hold back.
Such a beautiful little nugget of wisdom there. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So I really like to leave our listeners with the one question: what is yoga to you?
Yoga to me is love and healing and gratitude. Yeah, that's what yoga is to me. Every day, yoga teaches me humility. It teaches me compassion. It teaches me how to live my best life. It teaches me so many things that I never knew before I started yoga. That is what yoga is to me. I'm made for yoga.
Yoga is made for you. Seriously. Well, it brings me absolute joy to have you here on the podcast today.
Thank you. It's such an honor.
Our podcast listeners are so much better for your knowledge, and they really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sincerely. Namaste.
Oh, no. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning into the Yoga Revealed podcast. You can learn more about Rebecca Letch and her amazing brand, Radha Beauty, at radhabeauty.com. Make sure to check out her Instagram as well for daily inspiration and female empowerment at Rebecca Lech. And special treat, Yoga Revealers, be on the lookout for the Yoga Reveal Book Club launching this month, with special recommendations and reviews from real yogis just like you. We have a passion for expanding our knowledge and growing a conscious community with your participation. So, make sure to sign up for our newsletter for exclusive behind-the-scenes footage and updates at yogarevealed.com. Namaste. Until next time, yogis, live light, shine bright.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.